Hey friends, thank you so very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. I think you're really going to enjoy this one. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. For years now, people have been setting up a little contest between crypto and gold, but that's like comparing a truck with an SUV. Both carry stuff and travel from A to B, but they do different jobs. Gold's job is to keep the value of your money safe and preserve its value. And since the events in Ukraine and the oil and inflation crisis, gold has done a brilliant job compared to stocks and other investments. So if you're worried about what's going on right now, and who isn't, just talk to an expert at Noble Gold about precious metals IRAs for your retirement. They'll get you straightened out on your options and hold your hand through the entire process. And this month, for any qualified IRA, you'll get an incredible 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin completely free as a thank you. Call 877-646-5347 right now to find out more, or visit noblegoldinvestments.com.
So a Dybbuk is a demonic spirit that possesses you with its own agenda. COVID, in Hebrew, written backwards, spells Dybbuk. And Dybbuk is exactly what the CEO of Moderna, that makes this mRNA vaccine, tells us, hacking the software of life. So more so than the concept of COVID, which I don't even know is real, the vaccine is the real intention here in the biohack. And that vaccine is I call it a transformational biotech Dybbuk. It goes into people's bodies and it hacks their software. It runs its own agenda, just like the Dybbuk of Jewish folklore does when it possesses someone. So it's looking for a body. It's this energy, this thing that is looking for a body to inhabit and work. The Dybbuk is a soul without a body. So everyone who consents to being injected has their soul invaded by this biotech Dybbuk.
Hey guys, Sean from SGT Report here. That was filmmaker and friend Sophia Smallstorm. And I have to tell you, as it relates to this Luciferian agenda to destroy humanity and depopulate the planet, we're beginning to understand the full scope of the agenda. And it's like peeling back the layers of an onion. It goes so deep. Get ready. This is a really important conversation. Before we start, just a real quick word about our sponsor. Did you know you can earn hundreds of thousands of dollars investing in crypto? And did you know if you do it right, you don't have to pay capital gains tax on it? Open a Roth crypto IRA right now with My Digital Money to take advantage of it. And when you go to retire, you will pay nothing on your capital gains. If Ethereum, Chainlink, or Solana doubles, or Bitcoin surges to a new high, you could be doubling your investments. My Digital Money's US-based phone support is always ready to answer your questions. And you know what's better? They will give you a free $50 credit if you fund your My Digital Money crypto IRA account with at least $1,000. That's right, no capital gains tax. Go to mydigitalmoney.com right now, mydigitalmoney.com. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGT Report here. I've got an extremely alarming and important update for you. Welcoming back to the show, Sophia Smallstorm. She's got her new avatar update out for December, January 2022. Guys, this one packs a punch. And to be quite frank with you, it's deeply disturbing. Sophia, welcome back.
I love disturbing everybody, Sean.
As if we don't have enough to worry about, Sophia, you have me read this 12-page dissertation about the destruction of mankind because of alchemy. I'll remind folks, the goal of alchemy is to transform mankind. Well, humankind 2.0 is on its way, and it startles the crap out of me. We're going to go through this thing page by page. First, we should tell people, Sophia, what is a golem?
A golem is a large figure made of clay or mud. This comes from Jewish folklore, and the Rabbi Low in the 16th century purportedly made the first golem out of mud from the Vltava River in Prague. I used to live in Prague, Sean. This is why I know something about golems. But this was a large creature that was a body without a living soul, you could say.
Right.
A big monster, in a way, like a big Frankenstein, you know, or Mary Shelley's Dr. Frankenstein's monster. So when they, this is all the legend, when they wrote the Hebrew letters for truth on the brow of the golem, E-M-E-T, Emmet, then it would get up and move around and it would kill and maim and run, you know, wild all over Prague. And then if you got a hold of it, I have no idea how, and you wipe that first letter off and left M-E-T, that would be Hebrew for death. And then it would lie still. So when I was a little girl, I read this Marvel Comics book about the Golem of Prague. And here I am living in Prague and reading about how this thing is lying in some attic somewhere and anybody could write this word on its head and make it come alive. And then it's going to run all, you know, run amok all over the city and cause death and destruction. And I was terrified.
I think it's simple to say that a golem is a body without a soul. Now, with that in mind, we're going to have this conversation about what's going on here with mRNA experimental bioweapons, things that are being sprayed into the air, chemtrails. We're going to be talking about all of it, the biohack of humanity. But first, for you, Sophia, I want to play a spot in just a second. Now, people that are familiar with my show have probably already seen this spot. I played it once before. These spots just started airing in my state about a week ago. But before I play it, I want to read from your newsletter, page 5. I want to quote Robert Malone, who claims credit for inventing mRNA vaccinology to some degree. An ad quoting Robert Malone appeared in the San Mateo Daily Journal, and it said this: regarding the vaccine for your kids, a viral gene will be injected into your children's cells. This gene forces your child's body to make toxic spike proteins. These proteins often cause permanent damage in children's critical organs, including their brain and nervous system, their heart and blood vessels, their reproductive system. And this vaccine can trigger fundamental changes to their immune system. The most alarming thing is that once these damages have occurred, they are irreparable. You can't fix the lesions within their brains. You can't repair heart tissue scarring. You can't repair a genetically reset immune system, and the vaccine can cause reproductive damages that could affect future generations of your family. Now, with that said, Sophia, I want to play this for you. Funny that it aired after an episode of MasterChef Junior, so specifically targeting children. Listen to this.
Wondering if the COVID vaccine is right for your child?
If you can trust it. Well, I represent over 100,000 family doctors.
I represent over 4.3 million registered nurses.
Nearly 67,000 pediatricians.
And we all agree on this.
You can trust the COVID vaccine for yourself, or your kids, or your grandkids.
I do.
I do.
I do.
I mean it from the heart.
He means it from the heart, Sophia, as they target kids with another DreamWorks movie titled The Bad Guys. Now, let's think about that. We just came out of a show, MasterChef Junior, whatever, targeting kids. Then they play a spot about how nutritious and delicious the vaccine is. Then they follow it up with an ad for a new DreamWorks movie called The Bad Guys. You literally can't make this stuff up, Sophia. Your response?
Well, you know, Sean, we have to all learn not to be sucked in by this, but the normies, as somebody called them, I think that's a good word, they don't understand how to be discerning. And so this bubble gum and all these magnets that they put out in the world, especially around children and the parents who want to entrust the children to the Hollywood entertainment and television programming, those people cannot discern. They cannot discern. So they are sitting ducks. They're going to be stuck to the flypaper, the bubble gum, the magnets, and they're rolling into their, you know, their rather scary future.
Well, returning to your newsletter here, I've got to say it's pretty alarming. And we started with golem, but there's another word from Jewish lore. How do you pronounce that? Is it debuk?
Dybbuk.
Dybbuk, D-Y-B-B-U-K, in Jewish lore is a soul without a body. So a golem is a body without a soul. And this other thing, which I can't pronounce, dybbuk?
Dybbuk.
Is a soul without a body. Let's talk about the biohack of humanity. COVID read backwards is the Hebrew word divak, pronounced debug. Page 4. The injection of a transformational biotech debug in people's bodies with their consent, even though it's not informed consent, is intended to bring about the alchemical reconstruction of the world according to the will of man, not natural law. I think that's very well said. I think it's exactly what's going on here. They are biohacking humanity.
Yeah, so a dybbuk is a demonic spirit that possesses you with its own agenda. And this comes from, you know, the guy who wrote the play, Der Dybbuk. His name was S. Anski. They don't tell you what the S stands for, but that was back in 1914. And he had spent years visiting Russian and Ukrainian shtetls to learn about the folktales of Hasidic Jews. And this Dybbuk concept is very popular, the dislocated soul that returns to haunt another. So a movie was made in 1937 in Yiddish called Der Dybbuk. And that's how I came to know about all this, because I saw this movie on Turner Classic Network and I couldn't really get into it. It was just very grainy, black and white. It was all in Yiddish. And I just decided to look up what Dybbuk was. And then I found this article somebody sent me by this Bogdan Herzog. It was on the Occidental Review or something. I'm trying to remember where it's from. But we thought, Sean, that COVID was short for coronavirus disease. But it's not really. This Herzog guy points out that when you spell it right to left, as they write in Hebrew, and he gives us the example of Dolly the sheep, you know, the first animal that they cloned. And they did that at the Rosslyn Institute in Scotland. And they built this institute to clone this sheep. And they told us that she was named Dolly because of Dolly Parton, because the sheep's DNA came from a mammary gland. Okay. So what they were really doing at Rosslyn Institute, they were creating life. Okay. That was the first experiment of playing God. And Herzog points out that if you write Dolly in Hebrew, D-O-L-Y, and you read it backwards, it's Elod, Y-L-O-D, because that's how Hebrew is written, the other way, from right to left. So if you read it our way, Y-L-O-D, when it's D-O-L-Y, then you get the Hebrew word for newborn. And that's why they named the first animal that they cloned Dolly, because it was a newborn life form that man had created. Now you do the same with COVID and Dybbuk. COVID in Hebrew, written backwards, spells Dybbuk. And Dybbuk is exactly what the CEO of Moderna that makes this mRNA vaccine tells us, hacking the software of life. So more so than the concept of COVID, which I don't even know is real, the vaccine is the real intention here in the biohack. And that vaccine is I call it a transformational biotech Dybbuk. It goes into people's bodies and it hacks their software. It runs its own agenda, just like the Dybbuk of Jewish folklore does when it possesses someone. So it's looking for a body. It's this energy, this thing that is looking for a body to inhabit and work. The Dybbuk is a body. The golem is a body without a soul. The Dybbuk is a soul without a body. So everyone who consents to being injected has their soul invaded by this biotech Dybbuk.
Isn't that interesting? And so many of these sleepwalking normies, they won't listen to us, Sophia. They will not listen to reason and they refuse to do their own research, despite the fact that the VAERS reporting database now shows more than 23,000, I think it might be 26,000 dead Americans attributed to taking this bioweapon. The mainstream media ignores it, and spots like the one I just played parrot that this thing is safe and effective and you should run out and get it for your children. This is so Luciferian. The scope of this thing is really mind-boggling at this point. And the normies, they're just sleepwalking right off the cliff.
Yeah, because they believe in those parrots, the parroting doctors and nurses that tell them it's safe. Remember that ad you just played or that clip? I represent 400,000 nurses or however many it was. Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. You know, you have a voice for 400,000 nurses. We don't care if it's true or it's not true. But if you're telling us that you represent 400,000 nurses and this many doctors and you say it's safe, then, you know, it's the path of least resistance. It's easier to believe that everyone around you is looking out for you, that rather than to hack your way through a jungle using suspicion as a machete and trying to protect yourself on your own path forward in this life. Ultimately, you know, this is the human use of human beings.
That's what I was just going to say that from your newsletter. That's right.
Yeah, Dybbuks are everywhere. They're in our phones. They're, you know, feeding us false news from the iPhone and from the television. And we are sitting here not able to discern. I mean, you and I and the listening audience can, but, you know, the human use of human beings, the original human use of human beings was slavery, right? That's the ancient example. But the modern example is data collection. They want ways to spy on you inside your biology and to not only just spy and record what's going on, surveil you biologically, but they want ways to hack you biologically. And that's why they put this Dybbuk in us in the form of this vaccine.
Yeah, and I just want to say that what's going on is so nefarious, but it's being cloaked by pop culture. So Facebook changes its name to Meta. We hear about the metaverse. And you're right, I thought this was interesting. I didn't know this about Snoop Dogg. I knew that he had some investment in the metaverse, but in the Snoopverse, you can go hang out with Snoop and step into the Snoop Dogg lifestyle by paying him $5,700 for a private pass to join him and jive with him at his ticketed pool party, where I guarantee you he's not there. He's paying somebody to pretend he's there. I don't even know how it works, but $5,700 for the normies to hang out in AI metaverse, not reality, but paying real money to do so. I mean, that's just the tip of the iceberg, because as you know, cybernetics is this liberal dream to have a world modeled and managed by computers. And the idea of that was hatched, what, in the 50s with the advent of the first computer?
Yeah, Norbert Wiener from MIT, he was a mathematician, and he decided that human behavior could be represented mathematically. He was working on some kind of computer program for the Air Force. He was after the notion that you could tell based on computer calculations where pilots were going to fly, and you could kind of then, head them off and bomb those planes out of the sky if the computer could tell you where that plane was likely to go, you know, the enemy planes. But it didn't work very well. So then he moved into this analysis of human behavior. And he was really the father, the big granddaddy of cybernetics. He published a book in 1950, The Human Use of Human Beings. And it argued, and we are seeing this today, this is exactly how our society operates today, that modern society operates through a series of information exchanges. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly where we are today. Our entire society is a bunch of information exchanges and will be on the blockchain. Everything will be. People think that's a decentralized thing, but when everything is occurring on the blockchain, then it's not decentralized, it's the center.
The human use of human beings. Yeah, well, no wonder that corporations, companies have departments called human resources, because that's what we are to the powers that ought not be. We are merely expendable resources. And it was Dr. Rima Lebeau who said on Jesse Ventura's show, Conspiracy Theory, back in around 2010 or 11, maybe it was 2012, that her elite source told her the Great Culling is about to begin. She was told that in 2003. She told that to Jesse Ventura on the show in 2011 or 12 or whatever. The great culling is about to begin. And that's where we are right now. We stand within the cusp. We're over the precipice. The great culling has begun, Sophia. And I guess the normies can't put two and two together. We've now seen three fully vaxxed comedians drop dead in 3 months. Gilbert Gottfried being the latest. And never mind the 50-year-old drummer Taylor Hawkins for Foo Fighters, who was fully vaccinated because the lead singer Dave Grohl said, everyone in this band, everyone on our team must get vaccinated. And now his drummer's dead, so he doesn't have a band.
Well, who is going to connect the dots? Are they going to connect the dots, Sean, about this?
No, we are. That's our job here.
But they're not going to listen. To us.
No, that's exactly right.
Yeah. So, you know, I'd like to mention the idea of the Dybbuks being the matter-changing spirits of technology. So you said, you opened the show with a reminder, and this came from, you know, Manly Hall. He was the one who wrote that very famous book. What is it called? The Adepts in the Western Esoteric Tradition, Manly P. Hall. And he told us that alchemy was really a tradition that is a world program of enlightenment and reform. It's not about changing one metal to another or everything into gold as we thought. Alchemy is transforming the world, making it enlightened, bringing it up to the level of enlightenment of the Luciferians, right? So it's a Luciferian agenda, alchemy. And then when you look at how biology is performing alchemy in us, because now they have DNA codes, they know how to change genetic code in living things, then you've got that program of enlightenment. You've got the Luciferian program running at high speed. Mm-hmm. And nobody's the wiser. This is the thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wrote that down when I was taking notes here while reading your newsletter here. Manly P. Hall, quote, the primary target of alchemists' work is at a social level. Now, just think about that as it relates to the metaverse, as it relates to hanging out in a fake universe with Snoop Dogg and paying him real money for doing so. That's just the beginning of our woes. We should talk about Sangreal. The blood is the Holy Grail. They are contaminating human blood. And that is, of course, what a Luciferian would do. Somebody who hates the concept of Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus Christ, pure blood, pure-blooded humans. They want to contaminate humankind and reimagine humankind as human beings 2.0 in their worldview, not natural right. law, not God's worldview. Let's talk about blood, the Holy Grail.
Okay, now I have to tell listeners that Sean is tearing pages out of my 12-page newsletter that he told me earlier was written like a great, fascinating novel. So what's coming out are these bits and pieces from the newsletter, but it's going to make sense if you ever read the whole newsletter. But yes, so I move into the subject of human blood, which ties to the Rosslyn Institute and the Holy Grail, because the Rosslyn Institute was the site of this creation of new life. And when you look at if you ever read The Da Vinci Code by Dan Brown, did you ever read that, Sean?
Nope, and I didn't see the movie. Does not interest me.
Well, I read it before I was really awake. 80 million copies sold. And it was full of anagrams. Crypto. It was there was a cryptographer in it by the name of Sophie, very much like my name. So there were all these cryptographs that, not so much anagrams, delete that, cryptographs that had to do with the Holy Grail. And it is said that the Holy Grail translates in ancient French to Sangreal or Sangreal, which means holy blood or sacred blood, right? Mm-hmm. So why is that? Why is the Holy Grail this vessel of sacred blood? Well, because if you look into legend and biblical story, after Christ was crucified, this It was Joseph of Arimathea who took Jesus from the cross, and he bound him in a shroud and buried him. And he is supposed to have been a secret disciple. He carried the Jesus Christ's blood in this vessel, and he kept it with him. He was apparently locked up by the Jews for 40 years or something, 42 years. And he nourished himself on this blood, this chalice of blood. So that was how the Holy Grail was kept safe for all those years, till he made his way, when he was finally freed 42 years later, he set off with the vessel and the blood for Britain. And it is said that this Holy Grail of blood wound up in Rosslyn somehow. That's the convoluted path of Dan Brown's novel. And I'm thinking, all right, wait a minute. What is it about Rosslyn that relates to holy blood? And I went, it's that creation of life. It's that, you know, masquerading as God. So now we get to the second part of my newsletter. And we're going to talk about someone that your listeners already have heard about, Clifford Carnicom, right?
Yeah, that's right. I used to follow Clifford Carnicom. And when I got to page 7 of your newsletter and you brought his name up, it triggered all sorts of memories about Morgellons, his research into the filaments, the fibers emerging from some people's bodies, fibers that we now believe may be the direct result of geoengineering and chemtrails. Before that was just a theory. Today, it seems like those fibers and filaments are being found everywhere in all things as they bioengineer the earth. So we have GMOs as it relates to plants, genetically modified organisms, and now genetically modified people, but you've come up with a new term.
Right. So Clifford, very, very assiduously, starting in the late 90s, when he first spotted lines in the sky that didn't go away, and he took some photos of them, put up a website. He went to collect environmental fallout from the high mountains of New Mexico. And he found, when he bought a cheap microscope, that the stuff in this fallout was fibrous filaments. And then he also spotted some other thing, which he had to get some help to interpret. And somebody who was credentialed, trained in medical research, told him that that was a human blood cell, and it had fallen out of the sky. And it wasn't just one. All of his samples of fallout contained this, what appeared to be a dried or desiccated human blood cell. And Clifford learned to culture. He learned to make cultures in petri dishes. He learned an awful lot about molecular science. He wanted to know, after he tried to draw this to the attention of the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, because these fibers, they appeared to be artificial. He wanted to know, what are they? What are they made of? And how is it that they fan out and they make a white haze in the sky? And the EPA told him that they were not interested in looking at anything that was just submitted to them by a nobody. They only examined that which they wanted to. Their note to him was, we have no obligation to identify any unsolicited material. So he bought stacks of textbooks. He learned the guts of molecular science. He bought all kinds of microscopes as he could afford them. And he started to see the different elements in these environmental samples that he collected. There were web-like filaments, and then there was something biological inside these filaments. And he looked in his microscope and he saw that there was an action, a complex biology going on within the filament. And this was very, very significant to him. He said he was observing, this is by 2010, now he had been at this for about 12 years, a new set of organisms developing in the filament, and one of them was very much like a blood cell. So blood cells were falling out of the sky, and now in his petri dishes, they were making more of themselves in these filaments. And that doesn't happen, Sean. Blood is made in the bone marrow in the human body. You cannot make it in a petri dish. You cannot bring, you know, you cannot put your blood in a whatever, it soaking on your floor in a puddle and expect it to generate more of itself. And this is when I started thinking, okay, that Holy Grail that Joseph of Arimathea had for 42 years and nourished himself on, that was self-replenishing holy blood. And now we've got self-replenishing blood in modern biology. What's that about?
What's that about? Well, I have no idea what that's about. But you're right, on page 11, we've been psychologically prepared for a synthetically engineered NMO debunk that has strategically infected everything.
Okay, so let me explain what you just read.
NMO, by the way, that stands for novel microorganism.
And that's my term. So in addition, so we've got these filaments that everybody's, every lab, whoever was sent a specimen of these fibers that are falling out of the sky said there is no match for them. We don't know. It's not in our database. Then the EPA says, we don't even want to look at it. It's unsolicited. Take it away. And then he finds blood cells making more of themselves inside the filaments, clusters of these blood cells developing even outside the filaments. And he's going, what's this? And then he sees a new thing. The new thing is a half micron size. Now, a micron is a millionth of a meter. So half of a micron, there is this living entity. He's examined this for years, I would say a good 4 years under the microscope. And he decided this was a living thing. It was like a bacteria. He called it a cross-domain bacteria because it had properties of the other super kingdoms of life. So the three super kingdoms are bacteria, archaea, and eukarya. And they all have different properties. They're not the same. And yet this thing had properties of all, meaning that he could heat it up in a Bunsen flame and it wouldn't die. You couldn't destroy it. He could pour harsh chemicals on it and it didn't die. He could, it had, in terms of its cellular structure, it had, or it's, I don't even know how to call it, whether it's cellular or not, but in terms of its structure, all the studying he did confirmed that this microorganism shared characteristics from all super kingdoms of life, which doesn't happen. The tree of life is very specifically divided. You know how there are species or genuses? You cannot cross a horse with a dog. Right. Nature draws delineations, very hard delineations. And the three super kingdoms are delineated in this way. So suddenly there's this microorganism. He publishes a paper in 2014, The New Biology, and he talks a bit about this new microorganism. And does anybody care? Nobody notices this. A lot of people notice the blood, Sean, that he had found this self-replicating blood, but that's kind of where it ended. And yet for all these years, he learned how to do infrared spectroscopy. He learned how to isolate DNA out of something. He cannot read the DNA. So he went to the end of the line of his abilities in terms of what he could buy with money, the kinds of microscopes. He couldn't go beyond that. He could not read the DNA of what he had collected in his samples. Someone else had to do that. And he has written to everybody, including Mahatma University in India. I mean, all over, the guy sent letters, Clifford, and nobody really showed any interest. Nobody in medicine, nobody in official science has blinked at this. And yet he has proven beyond a shadow of doubt that we have a novel microorganism. So that was my term for it, for purposes of my newsletter. We have the GMO, the genetically modified organism, but that's something we can actually recognize. We know where it comes from, but now we have this brand new microorganism that no one has ever seen. And Clifford has wanted people to start looking at, tell me where this comes from. And he has found this in everything. He can go for a walk in the woods, pull leaves, weeds, soil. It's in everything. It's in everything organic that grows. And he's taken blood samples from people, tissue samples from himself, from dogs, cats. It's in this NMO thingamabob, this half micron size, weird, unidentified, undisclosed. So I called it a metabiology. It's beyond the biology we know.
I'm going to get biblical here for just 1 second. Let me do a screen share. I posted this over at my site, thephaser.com. I featured this several years ago at SGT Report, and I stumbled upon this channel again. You know how YouTube changes their algorithms? So even people who haven't been kicked off of YouTube, Sophia, they don't come up in your feed anymore. So you tend to lose track of good content producers? Well, this content producer, the name of the YouTube channel is Rise. And this gentleman has spent a great deal of time in Israel. And what I'm going to show you in this video is purported to be the location of Sodom and Gomorrah. Nothing grows here. Nothing has grown here for centuries. Let me play a little bit of this video, and then let me show you what he finds and what others find in the soil, abundantly still to this day, in this area said to be Sodom and Gomorrah.
Absolute annihilation. Turned to dust with fire and brimstone that rained down from heaven. The brimstone is still evident in these ash structures, still evident, pure sulfur. And I believe has been studied and checked and found to be almost entirely pure. Some of the purest, if not the purest, that you can find in the world is in these ashen remains. Come on, folks. Let's turn to the Almighty God who saved us from our sin and pardoned us from the penalty that we deserved. And that Jesus, Yeshua, Jesus Christ, his son, who took that wrath for our eternal iniquity against God on the tree, on the cross.
I want to pause it there. I want to say one thing. This demon prophet of the World Economic Forum, his first name escapes me, but it's Noah Harari. I think it's Yuval Noah Harari, Sophia.
Yuval Harari, yes.
This man is now saying in speech after speech after speech that Jesus Christ is fake news, that human beings having free will is fake news. He talks about the government wanting to surveil people in the past outside the body. Well, now they will be able to surveil us under the skin. This man is a complete Kabbalist and a Luciferian, and he despises God. He believes, I guess he's an atheist, but I would be more apt to believe he's a Luciferian. Regardless, he thinks that these biblical stories are nothing but fables and fake news. Now, I want to show you what this man from this YouTube channel finds himself in the soil there in what is said to be Sodom and Gomorrah.
After all this time, I found one. Ladies and gentlemen, a sulfur ball in the ruins of the city. This has been tested before. And these are almost, you know, very highly pure sulfur. Look at that. Look at that. A perfect sulfur ball, just like the Bible says that fire and sulfur destroyed this place. Wow. I'm so glad I found one. Rained fire and brimstone from heaven to destroy this city, the ashen remains of this city. I have found one. It is real. They are here, embedded into the ashen ruins. Okay, with this piece of sulfur that I managed to find, I'm now going to burn it and see what happens. Here we go.
Sophia, I'm going to bring down the volume as we watch that sulfur ball burn. Can you imagine sulfur balls raining down from heaven, destroying an entire city? There would be no escape. And the reason I wanted to play this for folks is that the enemies of humanity despise us. They despise God. They want to destroy, contaminate human blood. And if I can get anybody listening to turn to God and beg for forgiveness and just get in line, fear God. Don't fear these people. But fear God, because God is a mighty God. He's a just God. And I think the path that we're heading down right now, the path that these New World Order demons are taking us, Sophia, is one that inevitably will result in God having to cleanse this earth again, because they're destroying God's creation on purpose. They hate God. They're defiling human blood. They're trying to make us all transhuman. And I don't think God can stand for it much longer. I'll pause it and come back to you.
Sean, I want to ask you, Yuval Harari says free will is fake news. I mean, that's like saying an apple is an orange. How does that even
Yeah, he literally says this idea that human beings have free will, that's over. And he's talking about what we're talking about, which is once we're transhuman, that's probably true. I've talked to attorney Todd Callender, who says, well, actually, legally speaking, once they modify you, they can claim ownership of you.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, I understand now that that direction. That
these
once
people
you
are pure evil. I've never seen evil manifest itself so openly on this planet. I've only been on this planet for 52 years, but I've never seen evil so openly parading around. And just like that woman you mentioned in the spot, I represent thousands of doctors. The ego of these people, their lack of...
They have no shame.
They have no shame. And they're literally leading children off the edge into the pit.
So here's the question. Do they have no shame because there's something different about them, that they have been biohacked in the soul, that a Dybbuk runs in them and changed them from the way they once were?
I think so. I think there are people like that amongst us, but I also think that there are people who have been brainwashed by anti-human ideologies that they worship at the altar of, abortion being one of them. And once you give into that, once you give into that hubris, to that idea that you as a human being are sacrosanct and that you're born with these inalienable rights of butchering your own baby, if you choose to, I think that people lose their souls. They relinquish their souls willingly, whether or not they're possessed by anything going on here with the mRNA vaccinations, the bioweapons.
Or I was going to ask the other, either or. And I'll let you comment on that now. Or are they saying these things and they have no shame because the price is right? Remember, there's that saying that anybody can be had for the right price, right?
Yeah. Friends, thank you so very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. This is a perfect time for a quick break. For years now, people have been setting up a little contest between crypto and gold, but that's like comparing a truck with an SUV. Both carry stuff and travel from A to B, but they do different jobs. Gold's job is to keep the value of your money safe and preserve its value. And since the events in Ukraine and the oil and inflation crisis, gold has done a brilliant job compared to stocks and other investments. So if you're worried about what's going on right now, and who isn't, just talk to an expert at Noble Gold about precious metals IRAs for your retirement. They'll get you straightened out on your options and hold your hand through the entire process. And this month, for any qualified IRA, you'll get an incredible 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin completely free as a thank you. Call 877-646-5347 right now to find out more, or visit noblegoldinvestments.com.
Is it that? Is it, you know how we did a past show on this capstone money that the international banks are just rolling out to pay everyone for the COVID agenda? So do they just roll out a big capstone wad of cash at somebody like whoever talked and said, I represent this many nurses? I mean, is this just paid propaganda, or is there something on the level of the soul of these people, or both?
Well, I think some of it is paid propaganda, right? I absolutely believe that. I believe that people are taking bribes, doctors, hospital administrators through the CARES Act money. They're all getting paid to kill people. You put people on remdesivir, you get more money. You label the death certificate COVID, you get more money. Incubate somebody, put them on a respirator, you get more money. So we know that that's going on. But in addition to that, I think is the rejection of God in biblical truth because of hubris.
Humbleness.
These people lack humility, and therefore they don't fear God.
Yeah, it's very sad, really, to contemplate how people have lost their originality, you know, and they've signed on to this, just whether it's for money or to go with the flow or to be part of, I mean, people want to be on a team, and this is the popular team to be on now, because it's politically incorrect to stand against any of this, to say that you, I mean, just the way, you know, I posted a video on my blog, which was just for everybody's information, that the Jewish Talmud, now we're going back to Judaism. The Talmud is a, I guess it's the primary text, the central text of rabbinic Judaism and the primary source of Jewish theology. So apparently there are as many as 8 genders described by the Talmud. Did you know that?
I didn't, but it doesn't surprise me because, look, I'm not sure how many, I've not read the Talmud myself. My understanding is that there's all sorts of terrible things in there about Jesus Christ. Urinating on Jesus Christ, defecating on Jesus Christ being the enemy. To me, that is all rooted in what we're discussing here. So these biblical truths, what I just shared in that video about Sodom and Gomorrah, people really need to start thinking about, spend some time thinking about it, pray about it, because spiritual warfare is alive and well on this planet. And I don't think God's going to stand for what's happening for very much longer.
Well, I'll read you. This is very interesting. And this comes from myjewishlearning.com. So in the Talmud, no fewer than 8 gender designations: Zachar, male; Nekeva, female; Androgynous, both male and female; Tumtum, lacking sexual characteristics; Ilanit Hama, identified female at birth but later naturally developing male characteristics. And it goes on. So there are 8 of them here. And this appears to be what in, you know, society, they're pushing us to recognize that there's tremendous diversity. So this is called diversity. And when you confuse genders and when you start morphing people hormonally and through surgeries, you're going to render them infertile, unreproductive, non-reproductive. And that means you get to make new life happen in a lab, just like Elod, Dolly. That's alchemy.
Yep. And get this. Amidst the COVID lockdowns, Sophia, these 5G towers went up all over the place, and many of them are right over schools where kids will sit and be fried all day long. And I said to my wife, well, I guarantee you what we're going to see is birth rates continue to plummet in this country.
Yeah, of course. They've always put cell towers next to schools. But don't you think, Sean, that this also has to do with the conductivity of the graphene oxide hydrogel in the vaccines?
I do.
Yeah, that they want us close to input, frequency input from those towers.
I do. And I know in your newsletter, you quote from La Quinta Columna, and they're doing fantastic work in that area. I've talked to Hope and Tavon about some of the mysterious ingredients in these bioweapons masquerading as vaccines. The ingredients of which, by the way, the FDA has colluded with Pfizer to try to cover up for 75 years, but it's all coming out. Again, I don't think God is going to stand for this for much longer. And he is inspiring people like you and me and La Quinta Columna and Hope and Tavon and Dr. Jane Ruby, who you quote in the newsletter, and many other people to do the research that is trying to be kept from us for 75 years. Graphene oxide just being one of the components that's dangerous and certainly is reactive to 5G or RF inputs.
Well, they say graphene oxide is like the new plastic. And they've been using it in technology and industry for many, many years. But now it's entering into our bodies with, you know, designated to be a conductive substance, an electrically conductive substance for whatever reason. So it also, it's a self-replicating, here we go again, the self-replicating blood in the Holy Grail. Now we've got blood that self-replicates outside the body, and we've got graphene oxide that might give it an extra kick. We don't know, Sean. You and I can sit here and we can speculate. And the thing is, if we go to any expert, I know people, I live in a biotech capital of America, San Diego. If I go to anybody who works at any of those companies, and I come across them all the time, I know somebody who works for Pfizer. I know somebody who works for all kinds of biotech companies. You can't ask them any of this because they look at you like you're a nutcase.
I know. What does the Bible say about separating the wheat from the chaff? I mean, I just think that there are people on this planet with the eyes to see and the ears to hear. And sadly, there are probably a larger number that don't possess those qualities. And that's a problem for them. It's a problem for all of us in the short term, but it's a problem for them in the afterlife. I think a lot of people, if there's a message here in this interview today, in this video, it's that people have to get right with God. But there's a whole sector of the population on this planet that will embrace Sodom and Gomorrah, and they will suffer the consequences for it. I'm sorry. I mean, do you realize that in certain states right now, they're talking about legalizing infanticide up to 28 days after birth? If a mother chooses to abandon the baby and it dies of starvation or dehydration, that'll be A-okay. It won't be a crime. This is complete madness. So when I show the video of Sodom and Gomorrah, that's not puffery. That's not, I'm not being hyperbolic. I'm being literal. The evils we're seeing on this planet right now are unbelievable to me. Look, I'm elevated here. My blood pressure's up because I am tired of this attack on humanity. And I want to call these people out for who they are. Bill Gates, Joe Biden, they're pedophiles. Bill Gates was on Pedophile Island with Jeffrey Epstein. It's all coming out, regardless of how much the mainstream media ignores it, regardless of how censored I am, regardless of how many times they kick us off their criminal platforms. It's all coming out. So the good news is, Sophia, is people have time to get right with God, especially when they hear information like this.
The good news is that, what did you repeat that again?
The good news is, I said, that people have time to get right with God when they listen to information like we're sharing here today.
Sean, you and I have to do a show on my next newsletter. I promised at the end of this that the next newsletter is not going to be anything like this one. This was like Morbid Alley times 1,000. But this other one that I've done is very different. And it has to do with what the brain is and what we can reach up through the brain to connect with. The brain is a collapser. The brain is a filter. It is not eternity itself. It doesn't create consciousness. Consciousness is way beyond the brain. But you're going to really like that newsletter. I'm going to send it to you right away. So, because I don't want to leave people scared. I mean, I said at the beginning of this show, oh, I love to scare people, but I was kidding because, you know, people like to have the hair on their neck stand up as long as they know that there's a wall behind them and they can shut the scary story off and go get a cup of hot chocolate and lie back in bed and feel all snug and cozy. But the thing is, we aren't in a snug and cozy reality right now, are we, right?
No, we're certainly not. And as we round out the conversation, I'll attempt to put a bow on all of this by just reading a bit from your last paragraph. You write, "If this is all true, I shudder to think what might happen to those who chose to protect the world by letting this preventative medicine, poseur technology, into their bodies. I walked by neighboring houses today after seeing the Delgado video," that's La Quinta Column, "shaking my head. You know, if they kill off the natural world with this novel microorganism, NMO, that's in every leaf and shrub, they will simply replace everything botanical with their limited line of GMOs, non-reproductive, drought-tolerant stuff we will have to license and pay for if we want what resembles food, shade, and nature. So for plants, it's GMO. For humans, it's NMO. This thing, Dybuck, will operate inside us and retool us so we can connect to their metaverse, controlled by AI, and run on this meta-symbio as the stunned, recrafted beings of humanity 2.0. Don't worry, this could all be just my imagination going wild. The next newsletter will be nothing like this one. So go back to sleep, sheeple people. My comments, just, boy, it's a lot to digest. It's a lot to digest, Sophia.
Well, we've had the Clifford stuff around since 2010, and we haven't really even taken the littlest bite of that. He's been mainly ignored, even by conspiracy theorists. And this is one thing that he rails against, what I've heard from someone who's working closely with him now, that the weather modification aspect of geoengineering or chemtrails or aerosol spraying, as he calls it, is to him less significant, less alarming, less sinister than this biology that they have peppered the planet with. Because this, I mean, I think it's six of one, half a dozen of the other. It's all bad, right?
Yeah, I agree. Well, I just had Dane Wigington on, and he's made it his life's mission to try to expose and stop the geoengineering, the climate engineering, because we've come to the conclusion, he and I, in our last couple of interviews, that what they're doing is they're going to manufacture starvation. They're going to manufacture famine. Okay, this endless drought in the West. It's, well, and you can see it in the news, Sophia. The supply chains are breaking. The chickens all have bird flu. So we've got to kill all the chickens, millions and millions of chickens all over the world. Egg prices are soaring and drought where all the food is grown. So I think this is all part of the Luciferian plan to depopulate. And geoengineering is just one component of it, a big component of it.
Sean, here's my, what I wonder about. So let's say it's going to happen. I don't like to think that way, but it looks like they're going to, you know, short us on food and all kinds of other stuff. Their money will be in scarcity. People won't have incomes. Gas is going way up, so we won't be able to go very far. But so will human beings, normies included, when this all starts to become a really glaring, unavoidable, scary reality, will they hunker down in their bunker with their cans of beans and their guns and protect their supply, their stash, their hoard from others? Or will they say, you know what? We're all in this boat together. I have this many cans of beans. What do you have? People, I was told by, or I read on a blog, I discussed it with a friend, that when Croatia was, you know, under siege for as long as it was, they didn't have ways to start fires, and people with Bic lighters were the most sought after. So this guy who wrote this blog said, amass a bunch of Bic lighters, have a big barrel of them. People will come to you for them. They'll give you food for the Bic lighter. So what will we be doing? Will we be exchanging with one another, being generous to one another, or will we be kind of protecting what we saved and get out of here, or I'm going to gun you out of my house, you know? What will we do?
I'll tell you, this is my thought on that. It all comes down to community. Do you currently live in a place where you feel like you have community? Do you know your neighbors? Do you talk to your neighbors? Even if you don't agree with your neighbors politically, do you have common ground as a human being with your neighbors? If you have community now, you'll probably have community when the house of cards collapses. But if you live in a hellish inner city where there is no community and people are afraid to talk to their neighbors, you don't have a chance. So you have to start building or moving to a community now, right now.
Those are good points. And, you know, we can try that. But again, I think there has to be, I don't want to use this word in the wrong sense, but there has to be something magical that happens among people. And they have to start warming up to one another and realizing that we have the capacity to help one another if only we recognize that. We are not alone. Other human beings can help us, and we can help other human beings.
Sophia, I've enjoyed our conversation, as I always do, and I want to pay it forward by plugging your website, Avatar Products. Why don't we do a screen share here in a second? But while I call that up, why don't you tell us about some of the products that you carry that are good for people?
Oh, Sean, first of all, I have to tell you, I have a new book that I'm stocking, and it is amazing. I know the guy who wrote it. It's called The Mitochondriac Manifesto. This guy's taken years to write this book. He's revised and revised and revised. He did a previous book called Gut Brain Secrets, which he didn't really promote at all. And it turned into this Mitochondriac Manifesto. If you go to my front page of my store, avatarproducts.com, you will see it. Yep. This book will blow your mind. And Randy has worked so hard on this book, and it's so well researched and so beautifully written, very user-friendly. I'm telling people, get this book, Mitochondriac Manifesto.
Yep, got it up right here in the front page here of Avatar Products. That magnesium cream, by the way, you sent me some. That does
magical.
Help. Yeah, that really does help. And then your super moisturizing soaps.
Yes, the soaps are beautiful. Brett, I just talked to him this morning and put in another order because I said I'm doing a show with Sean soon and we're going to need soaps. I mean, there are so many different kinds of soaps. I'll just read you. We have dozens and dozens of them. very wonderful for men, gum turpentine. Turpentine is the oleoresin from pine trees. It's very healing and medicinal. This is not a strong soap at all. And then we've got all these honeysuckle, jasmine, amber. There's bay rum lime, which is really fantastic. Cucumber melon, coconut, orange oatmeal, patchouli, pineapple papaya. I mean, this guy makes so much soap. He's been making soap for years and years and years, and he's just amazing at it. And you don't have to use body lotion. This soap, you can wash your hair, you can shave with it, you can do anything. And it lasts three times longer than other soap. So I'm pumping the soap and that book. That book is incredible.
All righty. Well, it's avatarproducts.com, guys. If I remember to do so, I will leave a link below, but that's easy to find. Avatar, A-V-A-T-A-R, products.com. That's Sophia's site. You can support her there. And if people want to sign up for the newsletter, how do they do that?
They just, on my blog page, which is most easily accessed by sophiasmallstorm.com, I put stuff up every day or so, and it's out. It will prompt you to think out of the box. Just think about, why did she put this up? And there is a link there on the left that tells you how to get the newsletter. It's by donation. You will get a snail mail copy, and you'll be able to curl up with it with your big cup of coffee or herb tea, or big, I don't know, tankard of beer, and read every day. Read like the old days. You know, it's not going to be delivered to you on a screen.
I like that. A tankard of beer. Is that what you said?
Yes, that's what they drank in The Hobbit.
Yeah, like
they
Game
drank
of Thrones.
Beer, ale out of tankards, T-A-N-K-A-R-D. It's just an old English word.
I need a great big stein of beer. All righty.
That
sounds
too.
Pretty good. All right, Sophia, thanks so much. I appreciate you. And let's keep in touch. I look forward to your next newsletter.
You're going to get that one. I'll send it to you right away. Thank you. Thank you for the show. And thank you, everybody, for listening. And your listeners are very wonderful. I'm always happy to entertain them further.
Yeah, they really are super wonderful people, very supportive. So I'm sure you'll sell some products here, which I know helps support you. Friends, I want to thank you so much for that, being supportive, being kind to others. I think it's the reason we're here. You know, I did listen. I shared that story about the man who had the near-death experience. He was an atheist, and he wept when he met Jesus and was given a second chance. And he was told that to love others is the reason we're here. That's the sole purpose of being on this planet. I want to thank you all for tuning in. A special thank you to our subscribe stars and our members at sgtreport.tv. You, dear listener, you, those subscribers, are keeping us in the fight for truth and real news, and for real news every single day. Visit us directly at sgtreport.com. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda and mockingbird mainstream media New World Order lies. God bless you and your family. Bye-bye.
Who put us down here? God. Who is the authority? God. He is who authored us. So he said, you are free to use this land. You are free to move. You are free to travel. And then what comes along? The government says, nope, you don't. Natural law doesn't exist. And you have to get a license. And then you have to pay us every single year. Well, this is, once again, not only does it keep us enslaved as Americans, but it is a direct affront to God's commandments when we follow these things.